Hey, Power Achievers, go bold or go home. This is your year to shine. Hey, get the strategies, the ideas, the information, and everything that you need to help you do life with power by listening to everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and the expert guests that hang out with us on Designing Your Life Today. You can also get lots of achieving information, free downloads, savings on products, and so much more when you visit our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Check us out on our social media sites under Designing Your Life Today and my name, Pat Counsel. Are you ready to be bodacious by achieving all of your goals? Then let's get to it. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsel, and this is Financial Friday. Hey, our topic for today is overcoming the fear of taking a financial risk. Often, people don't want to take a financial risk because why? They're afraid to take a financial loss. They will lose their money. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of tips to consider that will help you perhaps get over that so that you can move forward with your life. First of all, in October, you guys know, if you've been following the show, you know that during the month of October, we actually kind of did a whole series on fear and how to overcome fear. In fact, that particular episode, or one of the episodes, is episode 197, which is Crush Fear. So we talk about how do you crush fear? Because here's the thing, whatever it is you're called to do, when you step up and do it, you're going to get some great rewards. It doesn't mean that you won't have any challenges. It doesn't even mean that you won't have some setbacks, but the rewards at the end of the day, they're going to be great. So you ever heard of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? This is what it's about. When you can get beyond your fear of taking a financial risk. Now, when we talk about taking a financial risk, we're talking about taking a risk in terms of business. If you are thinking about becoming self-employed, a lot of people have been downsized, a lot of people are making changes in their life, and people truly want their financial independence, but they also want their independence outside of having a boss. They want to work for themselves. Well, you've got to invest some money, and here's the kicker. You've got to invest in the right type of business. So how do you know which way to go and what to do with all of that? First of all, you know, I always tell people to get quiet and just listen to what's going on with themselves and to write down everything that comes to mind. If you missed yesterday's show where I talked about how to find that profitable niche, you want to go back and listen to that. Some great strategies are in there that you can use to find your profitable niche. So we're not going to rehash that today. However, when it's time for you to put out the money to make that business happen, to make your life happen, then you want to be sure that you are doing the right thing. So I'm going to give you 4 points that can help you with that. Now, these aren't the absolute 4 points because, as you know, our show is limited in terms of time, and also well, it's a lot of talking. There are several other steps, but these 4 will get you going, and they will most likely ensure that you don't take a financial loss. But it is about you taking the time to spend time with you and connecting with yourself. And that often sounds weird when people hear that, but listen, you'll be surprised what comes out of that when you can actually sit still and be quiet. The truth of the matter is, nowadays, most people can't. And we've got television on every device, electronic device that we carry. Any electronic device that you have, you can probably find Netflix or whatever your cable carrier is. They have an app. So there's always noise coming at you that perhaps will keep you from discovering the best that's in you. So take the time to be quiet for a moment. But let's get to our 4 tips for today. First of all, when it comes to avoiding taking that financial loss, in terms of when it comes to taking a risk, then you want to do your homework. So you want to check the validity of the business that you're thinking about getting into. Sometimes we have this grand idea, we're excited about what we're going to do, and we think instantly we're going to make a whole boatload of money. I'm going to make a lot of money because this is the best thing ever. And you know what? It may very well be the best thing ever, but you don't want to let your excitement overwhelm your wisdom. So you want to take the time to check the validity of the business that you're thinking about opening, or the business that you're thinking about partnering with someone in or connecting yourselves to. You also want to see who else is doing this. And if so, how long has this been around? And then you want to check the background of the people involved if you are going to become a part of a company. And I'm specifically talking about getting into the direct sales business. Sometimes people will see a cousin or a friend, or just they go to an event and they see the person up front who's wearing the finest clothes and the best suits, the best dresses, the sharpest shoes, the designer shoes, the beautiful sparkly jewelry, and they go, wow, this is what I want. So, you know, as human beings, we're very visual. So we start to look at that person and we think, I want that. I want to do what they're doing because I can make the money. Now, it doesn't mean that you won't make money. Doesn't mean that that business isn't for you. But what it does mean is that you want to take the time to think it through and see which direction you truly want to go in. Because know this, when you connect with you and you get an understanding of what your true niche is, you may be able to find a direct sales company that exists that's already doing what you want to do. And you can low startup costs, you can spend that money and you can become a part of that company and you will thrive. But you don't just decide to become a part of the company just because the other person is making money. That may be their calling. It may be their niche. They may be excited about it. They may be the person who just became what you are or appear to be a natural. Okay, now let me say this. When it comes to sales, some people kind of are naturals, but most people have to learn it. But it's not about the sales itself, it's about the product. So you really want to check the validity of the business and check the background of the people. How long has this company been in existence? What are some of the other people who are part of this company? What do they have to say? What type of marketing are they using in the business? If it's for you and it's a new business for you, what type of marketing are you going to use? Because when people get an idea about a business, they're excited about the business and they are ready to make that business happen. But then they learn the rest of the story. They have to sell the business on someone and or many people. They have to market that business so people will know about the business, and they have to do it effectively. So you really want to do your homework. So that's the first thing. And that's kind of, as we talked about yesterday, inside, outside. So that's the outside homework that you would do. Now, here's some inside homework, because a lot of times when you deal with inside, what's going on inside you, and you're honest about that, then you are going to strengthen your courage. You're going to strengthen your confidence because you will have dealt with whatever fears or apprehension that's going on within you. So you will reconcile with that. And where I'm going with this is the second point is be honest about your work ethic and the commitment that you're willing to make to this business. Sometimes people see a business that, or they have a great idea, and as I said, they say, wow, I'm going to make a lot of money. But they don't realize that there's a serious commitment, a long-term commitment that comes with this. Why? Because this is about to be your livelihood. And you don't want to spend tons of money and get in that game. You don't know anything about the business. So now you've got a learning curve that you've got to deal with. And because your work ethic is not really where you want it to be yet, you will not learn all the things that you need to learn. And I've met people like that. They get in the game and they go, wow, this is way more than I bargained for. So we go back to number one, which is do your homework and then be honest about your work ethic. There's some people who will honestly say, listen, I am not willing to do this much work. I don't want to work this hard. And so be honest about that. And before you put your money out, once again, direct sales, another great example. During the time when I was in direct sales and I had a large group, and a lot of times there were people who came into that business. Why? Because they were excited about what I was doing. They were excited about my success. And in their minds, they saw themselves in my shoes. In other words, they said, wow, you know what? She can do this, so can I. And you know what? They were 100% right. But the rest of the story is, what was the work ethic? Some of them did not have the work ethic. They thought it was easy. They thought that everything was going to come to them. And as a result, they invested their money. And this particular company, they had up to a year to return everything and recover 90% of their money, which was great. However, there are companies where once the money's spent, hey, it's gone. So be honest about your work ethic. The third point that I have for you is make the best decision for you. Don't make the decision to please someone else. You know, you have to be very honest with what's going on inside you. Take some time once again and be honest about what it is you really want for your life. Someone will coax you, oh, do this, you'll be great at it. And just because someone tells you that you'll be great at it, that doesn't mean that you will, but it also doesn't mean that you won't. How will you know the difference? You have to make that final decision. You don't make the decision because someone else wants you to get in that business or come into that business because they need the help. Because you're not going to be that much of a help to them. And if you have to put your money up, well, your money's going to go down the drain because you're not excited about it. Now, the final one that I have for you, and this is my favorite one, you need to be on the side of right thinking. Now, what does that mean? That means that, first of all, whatever it is you decide to do and you're excited about it and you feel like it's your calling and it's something that you are willing to put the time in and the work in, you know what? When you are on the side of right thinking, you will not take a loss. You will thrive. You will succeed. You will get to where it is you want to be. See, in life, and it sounds a little corny, but listen, it's very true. In life, we have a choice between lack or prosperity. So you have to decide which one do you prefer. If you prefer to have that prosperity, then, and you've done your homework and you're willing to put in the work and you've chosen the best career, best job, best business for you, then it's going to happen the way you believe it. Now, not necessarily the day-to-day working of it, but what I'm talking about is if you believe you're going to be a success, you will be a success. Why? Because you're going to rise to the occasion. You're going to learn what you need to learn. You're going to discover what it is you don't know, and then you're going to step out there and you're going to learn that and fill in that gap, and you're going to make it happen. I did a seminar a couple of days ago, and I found myself telling a story about real estate when I was in the real estate business. And one of the things that I shared was that when I got into real estate, I didn't realize that I had to make cold calls. And back then, that's what we did. That sounds like way ancient times, doesn't it? But anyway, we made cold calls. We had to make cold calls and a lot of cold contacts during that time. I was brand new in Jacksonville. So I really had to, I didn't have a network. I didn't know anybody. So I had to really get out and get to know people. I also had to learn to sell because I had never sold anything. And so through the process, though, I did learn to sell, but over time, I perfected it and I learned the art of what I call no pressure sales. Nobody likes to be pressured. That's just flat out annoying. But that's another story for another time. Back to the subject. So the point that I'm making here is that all of the things that I didn't know, I jumped into it, I got it done, I learned what I needed to learn, and even though I kind of struggled for a moment there, not in terms of learning things, but I struggled financially for a moment, it didn't take me long to overcome that. And so I didn't take a financial loss. In fact, I earned quite a bit. See, the point where I'm going with all of this, you guys, is that you have to believe that you can do it. And that's what I mean when I say be on the side of right thinking. What is wrong thinking? Wrong thinking is being afraid to step out there. Wrong thinking is being negative and seeing yourself fail before you even get started. That's what wrong thinking is. Wrong thinking is being afraid that you're going to end up with lack and living a life of lack instead of a life of prosperity. You are built by design to win. You know, the flow of good is activated by your beliefs, by you believing in the right things, by your faith in the right things, and your acceptance of the highest and best for your life. So if you want to activate the flow of good into your life, get away from the fear zone and, you know, get into the courage zone, the confidence zone, and be excited about where it is you're going. Once you've done your homework, once you said, you know what, I like this business. This is what I really want to do. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be really great at this. I'm willing to put in the time, and everything else falls into place. I either know how to market, or I have someone that can help me with marketing. I know how to sell, or I know someone I can call that can work with me and coach me and help me with that part of my business. I've checked the backgrounds of not only the people involved in this particular business, if you're going to have a partner or going to become a part of a direct sales company, or you check the backgrounds of the background of the idea itself and see how feasible it is. Once you've done your homework, you want to ultimately listen to your gut. That's right, your intuition. It will not steer you wrong, okay? But there are times where, and you have to understand this, that intuition doesn't always come with logic. What I've given you here are kind of some basic pieces of logic. But, you know, a lot of times the final say-so is yours based on your gut. But now you need to know your intuition doesn't steer you wrong. And you say, well, I trusted my gut once and it didn't turn out right. Well, it didn't turn out right because you were on the side of wrong thinking. Here's what I mean. Your gut said, hey, yeah, spend $10 and you're going to make $1,000 back in 2 days. Really? You have to understand universal principles and spiritual principles. The law of you reap what you sow. You've sown virtually nothing. Why would you expect to receive a lot back in return? It's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, people who say, well, you know, I spent $1 and I won the lottery. Yeah, how many dollars did you spend and how many years did it take you? If you were to add up the money that you spent, yeah, you'll see that, wow, I could have been rich a lot sooner. So my point, and I'm not criticizing those who play the lottery. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here to point out a few things about right thinking and wrong thinking to give you a clearer picture of what it means to shift your mind towards your highest and best, to shift your mind towards prosperity instead of lack, to shift your mind towards you being your best, letting the best you come forward, letting the best you come out. And I can assure you, when you're quiet, if you hear anything going on in your gut or in your mind that's telling you that you're not amazing, turn it off, because it's not right. It's incorrect. Wrong thinking. Right thinking says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's a biblical concept. And fearfully and wonderfully made, it means that you are, in a sense, made perfect. Based on your spirit. I know, I can hear you now. Nobody's perfect. Well, no, not when you go on the side and allow wrong thinking to take place and certain things to crop up in your life. And my idea of perfection, of course, is you stepping up to be your best and going at your life with courage and seeing this vision for your life that you're going to have the life that you want for you, your family, and you're going to step out and make that happen. That's what it means to win like the top 8%. That's a part of it, what it means to achieve like the top 8%. That's in my new book, Start Winning. I talk about that and I keep it very simple on how to achieve those goals. What is the step-by-step process that you want to at least put into play? And I don't stick with the old stuff like the SMART goals and that kind of thing. I do explain SMART goals in that book, but I've added a booster shot to it to explain to you why SMART goals alone will not work, will not get you what you want, and why, yeah, if you just follow that, yeah, you're probably going to take a financial loss and it's not worth taking the financial risks. So when we talk about overcoming the fear of taking a financial risk, do your research. Take a calculated risk. And once you've done that, then you're going to see how amazing you really are. You're going to see how capable you are. Your confidence is going to go up. You're going to be more courageous. And you're going to step out there and make it happen. One last story as we wrap up for today. When I was in real estate, I had the opportunity to go and work for the IRS. I did not want to work for the IRS. I was new, just out of the military, and I had the opportunity to get that job. Well, I didn't have any money. And when I say I didn't have any money, I don't know, I may have had $50 in the bank, probably less than that. And when the opportunity came for the job, I took the time to think about it, and I kind of weighed my options, and I looked at the fact that there were some things that I didn't know when it came to real estate, when it came to running a business, and or being self-employed. I hadn't gotten to the full-fledged level where I was doing everything on my own and actually owning that business, but I was self-employed. And so I looked at that, and on paper, everything said, take the IRS job. But my gut said, no. Go for the real estate thing. You can win at this. You're going to make it happen. So what I did was the good flowed to me, and it flowed because it was activated by my belief, my faith, and my acceptance that I deserve to have the highest and best. And of course, I was willing to put in the work and do whatever it took, and I did that. I stepped out there and I made it happen. And of course, the rest is history. So my point is, if you want to overcome the fear of taking a financial risk, know this, that the saying is the bigger the risk, the greater the return. I kind of modified that a little bit. And I say the bigger the calculated risk, the greater the return that you can count on and you can calculate. So the thing is that if you look at it like that, I think you'll feel more comfortable stepping out there and going for it. If you have other people that you have to be concerned with, like family members, a spouse, children, then you want to have a conversation with them and sit down and say, hey, this is what's going to happen. And we might have to tighten our belts for a couple of months, but know this, I'm going to give it my all, but I need you guys to support me. And step out there and just go for it. Listen, fear will not get you the life that you want. So you have to do whatever it takes to overcome that fear. Don't let the fact that you may, thinking that you're going to lose some money, stop you from going for it. Because one of the things I've discovered about money, have I ever lost money? You better believe I have. But one of the things I discovered is that, wait a minute, there's a lot more of it out there. And all I have to be willing to do is get back in the game or stay in the game, and I can make it happen. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you guys today. Just want to remind you guys that Monday and Tuesday, no show, but Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, we will have our podcast shows. And then April, we're going to get back on track, and we'll be back with our Magnificent Monday, our Tone It Up Tuesday, Wonderful Wednesday, Thriving Thursday, and of course, Financial Friday. We are working on a lot of great things for you guys. In the meantime, go to our Facebook page, check me out at Designing Your Life Today. You can also hang out with me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and under my name, Pat Counsel, and every other social media thing. Okay, I'm not on all of them, but you guys, you can just check me out, Pat Counsel, under my name, and of course on Facebook, Designing Your Life Today. You can also send me a friend request if you want to hang out with me on my personal Facebook page, because I often post our shows on that page too, so, and a few other quotes. I know, for those of you who've been asking, hey, what happened to the power up ideas that I've been posting? That's one of the things that I've been working on, is kind of putting together some that are newer, stronger, and that are more connected. I know you guys said you got a lot out of those before, but they will come back. So we want to make sure that we streamline everything and bring you the best of the best. Hey, that's all I have for you guys. Enjoy your weekend. I think I'm going to a book fest this weekend. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but whatever it is you do, do life with power. Hey again, Power Achievers. I want to thank you guys for listening to Designing Your Life Today and hanging out with us all year long. This is your year to be bodacious. It's time to go bold. Pull out all the stops, all of those goals and dreams that you have, the desires that you have. It's time to make them real. You can have the lifestyle that you desire. It is not a myth. It is not fantasy. You can make it happen. And you can do that by staying focused, raising your confidence, giving yourself the self-esteem boost that you need. routine and getting strategies that will help you stay on point and getting the necessary knowledge that you need to get to where it is you want to be. On Designing Your Life Today, we are so committed to bringing you information that will help you to life and power, that will help you realize all of your goals and dreams. That's why we're here. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. So you know what, you guys? You can help us by letting us know what you want to hear about, what you want to learn more about, and we will do our best to talk about it. Or I will find a guest that will come on our show and share their expertise with you. We want you to get the information and the guidance that you need so that you can get to where it is you want to be. Another thing that you can do is you can hang out with us all year long on Facebook or our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. Check me out on my other social media pages, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can find me there under my name, Pat Council. Love to hang out with you guys. You guys are going to find some great information. You're going to get goal posters. We have some really great things and great ideas to help you do life with power. This is your time to shine. This is your year to go bold. It's all about being bodacious. Step up, step out, and do what it takes to make it happen. Why? Because you can. You guys have a great day, and you know what to do. Do life with power.